Tim McGraw, today's country, 93.5 KKBN. Felt good on my lips. Good morning to you. 7:18, it's Big Joe hanging out with you on the Big Joe and Bridget Morning Show. And if you haven't heard, Bridget is out. But I'm okay with that right now. Why am I okay with that right now? Because I have another lovely lady in the studio with me this morning. And let me play a little Queen music. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the contestants for this year's 54th Annual Mother Lode Roundup, a Queen competition. Please welcome... I'm going to screw this up. Kat Galicia. Did I get it right?
No.
No, I didn't get it right.
Galicia.
Say it for me one more time.
Galicia. Yes.
I said it too fast, didn't I? Too slow. Good to have you on the program.
Nice to be here.
And your name is Kat.
Yes, it is.
And that's short for Catherine.
Yes, sir.
But we're going to call you Kat.
Okay.
All right. All right. Now, I see that you have a few cards there in front of you. I also have a few cards because I was anticipating your arrival this morning. So I have a couple of questions for you because all of the Motherlode would like to meet you.
Okay.
Where are you from?
I'm from Arnold, California.
Arnold, California. We all know Arnold. We love Arnold. Part of our Motherlode. Thank you so much. Let's see. Have you ever worn a tiara before?
Yes, sir, I have. I was the 2009 Calaveras County Saddle Queen, and so I did have a hat buckle.
Is that right? Very nice. Okay, let's see here. Another question for you. When deciding what to wear to a formal, and now what goes into that decision? Is there arguments? No, I'm wearing red. No, you're going to wear blue. No, I'm going to wear yellow. And how does that go about?
The arguments usually take place in my head about what I'm wearing. We do like to coordinate who's going to be wearing what. We like to anticipate what colors would look best on us. As for the other girls, you want to stand out.
Right.
Some years the more popular color is red. Some years it's blue. You know, you want to stick out and just be the sore thumb, but in a good way.
Right. Now, do you have a stylist that comes along with being a... to help you dress and, oh, no, those shoes are not going to work.
I have Envy Salon helping me out a lot.
Oh, very nice.
They're a new salon in Columbia. And Renee and Shasta. Shasta's been a great help. She always does my hair. She definitely tells me when something does not look good.
Right. Well, that's good. Does this make me look too big? No, of course not. It doesn't. All right. Now, as far as putting the hair together, now it seems like every year we have the contestants on and I ask this question. And I really want to get a real answer. Now, how long does it take to make the hair the way that you guys make it? It's pretty incredible. And it's kind of big.
It defies gravity. That's for sure.
Now, how long does that take? And do you have to have like a crew of people coming and helping you?
I have one person that helps me with my hair, and that's Chester Rogers. Basically, I need a curling iron. I buy in bulk at Costco for hairspray.
Is that right?
Okay. Yes, sir. And then basically just spray the hair until it stands by itself and then curl it up and leave it in pins for a little bit, let it cool down and take out the pins, and then all of a sudden, poof, there it is.
There it is. It's like magic. And let's talk about the posse for just a moment. Is this the first time that you've been around the posse? Because I want to tell you, the first time I was around the posse, they scared me. Have you met Ty Wivel? That man's
yes, I have.
I'm kidding. I love Ty. Now, the first time you were around the posse, what did you think?
You know, it was a sea of red and cowboy hats. And, you know, I've never seen so many welcoming smiles.
Yeah.
And they just took me under their wing. I have multiple dads and moms that have just fed me and taken care of me and... They've made sure that I was selling tickets, I was on track, and that I've had several calls from Ty Wivel saying, you know, how's the drive? Are you doing good? Because commuting from Quincy, California is a 5-hour drive, and
well, mercy.
That's what I've been doing to come back here and compete.
Is that
and
right?
They've made exceptions for being so far away, but I've made sure that I've been here on time every time.
Well, good for you. Yeah, the Posse, a great bunch of guys.
Yeah.
A great organization.
They're the backbone of the community in Tuolumne County. So.
Absolutely, I agree. Now this is a great rodeo, too. Tell us about the rodeo. I know you know some of the festivities that's going to be going on. I know we've missed a few things already, like the Great Steak Barbecue. That just happened just recently, but we still have more stuff happening.
It was a lot of fun. You know, the rodeo is May 7th and 8th. It's a PRCA, and it's a part of the All-American Series. It's at 10 a.m. It starts 10 a.m., the parade, the Motherlode Roundup Parade. At 2 o'clock, the rodeo officially starts to watch those cowboys put it all on the line. And then at 8 o'clock, we have the rodeo dance, and that continues all the way until midnight. And then on May 8th, we have the Mother's Day breakfast. That's very famous at 8 a.m., And then also the rodeo slack starts. And then at 10 o'clock in the morning, we have the Cowboy Church. At 12:30 p.m., we have the Kitty Rodeo, which is a great hit.
Yes, it is. I love the Kitty Rodeo.
That's one of my favorites. And then at 2, the rodeo starts again, and that's when we'll see who wins the rounds and everything.
Are you nervous?
I'm very excited for the rodeo. I can't wait. I'm excited for the competition to take place this weekend. It's going to be taking 3 days. We have the interview Friday. We have horsemanship Saturday morning. And then on Sunday, we have coordination that night.
Well, we wish you all the luck in the world.
You're
gorgeous, as all the contestants are this year, as usual. I mean, they do a great job of making that choice. But thank you so much for taking the time up and getting dressed up. I mean, you look great today. I can't believe someone dresses up this early to do that. I mean, that's just wonderful. And your name is Kat?
Galicia,
thank you for helping me out with that again. And we're going to call you contestant number one here at the. We're going to have other contestants come in tomorrow, but we wish you so much luck. Now, if folks want tickets from you, how can they go about grabbing the ticket?
I have tickets for sale at Envy Salon, and also I'm going to be around downtown Sonora today and maybe potentially in front of Walmart, depending on how desperate I get to sell some tickets.
Well, that's a good spot. You know.
But buying it from the Queen Contestants, especially me, they're $15 before the rodeo. I have until Thursday to sell all my tickets, and that's my final ticket turn-in. But at the gate, it will be $18.
Okay, so get them early.
Get them early.
That's the thing to do. And what color is this you're wearing today?
To say a pretty peach.
It's a pretty peach. In the boot. How did you get boots to match your clothes?
I painted them.
You and get out of here. You painted your boots?
Yes, I did.
Will you paint my tennis shoes? I'm kidding. All right, 7:25. We're back in just a moment. Good morning, and go to the Mother Lode Roundup this year. This is